Have you heard housewives sing about the nice, clean voice that they hang out, and they point to their voice with so much pride, and then sing the praises about wonderful times? Well, that's a prize package, too.
Sure.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, Dave Rose, his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled I Caught the Devil. It stars as Junior the Mean Little Kid, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Bundle of joy is home.
Junior!
What's the matter?
Did you have to slam the door so hard? The next time you're liable to knock that vase off the piano.
Oh, now that's silly. How could I knock the vase off the piano just by slamming the door like this? How about that? I bagged the piano, too. Well, there's one thing less you're going to have to dust around here.
Junior, can't you be good? Is that asking too much?
Well, for me to be good? No, that's not asking too much. Just the impossible, that's all.
Now, look, you get to your room, and I don't want another bit of foolishness out of you today.
Okay, kiddo.
Oh, I'll never know why I took you out of your crib when the finance company repossessed it.
I don't know what's wrong with her. Growing up, they just can't understand little kids. No matter what I does, I'm always getting smacked. For no reason at all, I'm always getting smacked. Now, you take like last night.
Junior!
Yes, Mommy?
Go to bed.
Huh?
The Sandman is coming.
Well, give me a nickel and I won't tell Pop. You see, I'm always getting smacked. See, this life is new to me, you know. If they don't answer me questions, I have to find out the answers myself. Like I said to me mummy just the other day, I says to her, hey, kiddo, How did I get here? Sometimes you say the stork bought me, and other times you say I was an inducement offer with a bottle of Airwick. Now, I wants to know, where did I come from?
Oh, well, Junior, I know it's my duty to you as your mother to answer questions to the best of my ability, so...
Speak up.
Well...
Make this a good one, kid. Make this a good one.
Look.
Yes?
You see this package of seeds?
Yes.
Well, if you were to plant them in fertile soil, they would grow.
Oh. Well, sir, a few days later, I was eating an apple, and I came to the seeds. And I said to myself, I'm going to raise me some kids. So I take the little seeds and I put it in the dirt, and I put the dirt under my bed, and I went back there a couple of days later. I was never so embarrassed in all my life. What do you think was walking around? Ants. So help me, if they weren't my own kids, I would have stepped on them. Could I play some music on your phonograph?
All right, but be careful with the record.
Okay, let's see. Now, here's Beethoven's first. Here's Mozart's third. Oh, here's Pop's fifth. Oh, here's a nice album. Dave Rose and his orchestra playing his newest composition. It's a samba entitled Melina.
Thank you.
She wears the cleanest clothes in town, so does her little brother.
Our clothes are always washed inside. We've got a clever mother.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, ma'am, the cleanest wash in town is yours when you use Tide, and that's a promise. You see, we've proved it in the laboratory. We've put Tide up against every soap in the business, and there's no question about it. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Comes out that way every time. Of course, millions of you women are proving the same thing right there in your own washing machines. And your results are even better than our facts and figures, because yours are right there in the cleaner shirts your husband wears to the office, the cleaner clothes your children go out to play in. Yes, with Tide, it's through the wringer, into the rinse, and up on the line with the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Run for your life, kiddo. Run for your life. I just put a firecracker in the goldfish bowl. I'll teach them to make faces at me. I demand respect around here.
Now you're going to get it.
Here, let go. Oh, no. Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my widow. You broke my widow.
Your little what?
That's you did.
Junior, you're going to turn my hair white.
Well, don't tell me that the government has put the freeze on henna, too.
Oh, really? Oh, the things the devil makes you do and say.
What do you mean? Do the devil make me do things?
Yes.
You mean like the other day when I punched that widow boy in the nose and then I knock him down and jump on him? The devil make me do that?
Yes.
I got news for you, kiddo. The devil may have made me knock him down, but that jumping up and down on him was my own idea.
Oh, dear. Junior, sometimes you act like you're possessed by the devil himself.
Now, don't give the devil any credit. I'll have you to know I is a self-made widow brat.
I'm warning you, Junior. If you don't mend your ways, you're going to wind up in the hands of the devil. Now, get up to your room and stay there until you can learn to behave.
All right, back to Charlotte here. Keep in touch, Warden. You know, that's awful funny. If I is one of the devil's helpers, how come I never see him?
You were saying, Junior?
Who is you?
Don't you recognize me?
No.
Take a good look.
Well, you look awful silly running around in red flannel underwear. How come you got horns and a long tail? Why are you carrying a pitchfork for? Look, go away. I was in no mood for trick or treat.
Junior, yes? My little friend, I am Satan.
The devil, you say? Well, where did you come from? Hey, don't say it. We got pretty tough censors on this network.
Junior, my hometown is Hades.
Oh?
Yes. However, I seldom stay there. I'm too busy traveling around the world, taking care of my business.
Really? That's what is your business?
Oh? You might call me a salesman. Yes. I sell many choice items. Hatred.
Oh?
Bigotry. Prejudice.
Yeah?
I invented a very popular pastime called war.
Oh, no.
Yes. I also designed the Iron Curtain.
You dirty bum.
I must admit that at present, business is booming. Really booming!
Well, get out of here with that stuff, all right? You get lost, boy. I don't want any market for you there, boy. Go away.
Junior, is that any way to speak to a friend?
When?
Yes. I've had my eye on you for quite some time.
Well, take it off. It's getting heavy.
I thought maybe perhaps we could do business together.
Look, answer me something. Do you really have helpers?
Oh, yes, yes. All over the entire world.
Do you know Joe Staley?
Know him, yes. We have him up for Academy Award.
Boy, I bet you got a few runners up in Washington, too, huh? You know, you don't have no power over me, boy.
That's right, Junior.
See, there.
Yes. Now. I only have power over people if they're engaged in doing something wicked.
Well, when does the people have power over you?
Only if they can trick me.
Trick you, huh?
Yes.
Trick
you. Huh? If someone can trick me, then I'm in his power.
He already know better than that. Poor, simple thing, you. Let me get this straight. If it wasn't for you, Devil, there wouldn't be any hatred or sorrow in the world, just love and happiness.
That's correct.
Oh, I believe I have died and gone to heaven.
Say, I'll bet you're a tricky one.
Oh, yes, I am.
How about coming along with me, Junior? Bring your slingshot.
Really?
Yes. And leave your conscience behind you.
You mean I can really be one of your helpers, huh? Look, help me with get me suitcase. I'll get it out of the closet here. Come on, boy. I'm always going to be able to do something and get away with it.
Hurry up,
good.
My friend, before you come to your senses.
Hey, my suitcase is up on the shelf there. Could you reach it for me, Devil?
Oh, it's a pleasure. Step aside while I go into the closet.
There! Now I tricked you, you sucker, you. I got you. I got you. There, how do you like being locked in a closet, pal? Huh? There!
Junior! Let me out! Come on, friend! Let me out!
Oh, you dreamer, you. I tricked you. Look, boy, I may have been a mean little kid at times, but I never meant to hurt anybody like you does. Maybe it can keep you cooped up in there and let the world wear a smile on its face for a change. It's worth the try, boy. I got him.
Junior.
I got him. I got him.
Junior, what's all this rumpus about?
Mommy, I got him. I caught the devil.
You did?
Yes.
I didn't hear your father come in.
No, I got him. The devil, the old red boy himself. There'll be no more crime and hate in the world. I got him locked up. I outsmarted him. I tricked him.
You did?
Yes.
You know, Junior, I don't know what's come over me. I was rushing over here to spank you for what you did to Mrs. Fowler, and now all I want to do is kiss you.
Well, Shangri-La is here.
Come on, darling, it's dinner time. And I think I'll give you... How about apple pie a la mode for an appetizer, a banana split, chocolate layer cake for the main course, and a bubblegum sundae for dessert?
No, I prefer just plain French. And make it nice and sandy, too.
Oh, Junior, now wait a second. Something has come over you and me, too.
Listen,
instead of spanking you for disobeying me, I want to take time to listen to your problem.
You see, now, what did I tell you? Everybody's going to be good because they got no evil to listen to. Turn on the radio. Let's see how the news is coming in now.
And now the news. For the past 24 hours, the entire world has been overcome by an unaccountable phenomenon of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And for some strange reason, all wars, strikes, and political uprisings have stopped. We seem to be living by the Ten Commandments. Now let's take a look at the happenings around the world. While having dinner at the home of Senator McCarthy, Drew Pearson stated, quote, "Oh boy!" Unquote. Now we interrupt this program to bring you an address from Moscow.
Fellow men, this is Joe. As you know, I have been a stinker. But let's face it, without capitalism, no one can live. I'm glad this is all over. As in Korea, the Chinese communists have proved that mere manpower can't stand up against modern weapons. To show you I'm in good faith, I'm sending to the United Nations a representative. A man who has corns and bunions. That's so he will stop and think before he takes a walk.
And now, folks, I give you his honor, San Fernando Red.
Thank you. My friend, and you are my friend. Don't say you're not my friends, because nobody's going to tell me who my friends are. Friends, I hope I can get through to you now. I got news for you. You voters put me in office, but you've got to impeach me. I ain't no good. Something's come over me. I found out that money ain't everything. But what it ain't, I ain't found out yet. I just heard from Washington, D.C., the House Ways to Be Mean Committee is letting up. I haven't been telling you the truth about my political views. I've changed. I don't know what's come over me, friends, but I'm blowing my lid right now. The dignity of public office has been disgraced every day. Why, in Washington, one of them congressmen showed up drunk. He must have been. I saw in the paper today that he made a speech from the floor of the House. I hope I'm getting through with you, because I'm walking out. I'm done. You select a man who you can trust, a man who is honest, a man who is for you, a man... I've changed. I'm getting out of office. You got to put me out right now, neighbor. You got to.
Turn off that radio. Junior, where did you say the devil is?
He's upstairs in the closet, and he's powerless because I have tricked him. I am the only one who can release him because I had outsmarted him.
Really?
Yeah, somebody's at the door. I'm going to see who's at the door. I'm going to see who's at the door. We'll 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 see who's at the door. We live in an awful big house.
Hello, Junior.
Good morning, Mr. O'Connor.
What booby trap have you set? You're so nice. What's the matter, kid? Someone spike your pablum?
No.
Aren't you going to make fun of me being fat?
No, I love fat people. When they laugh, they got so much to enjoy.
Well, don't you want to call me Fatso?
No, I reformed. I wouldn't think of calling you Fatso.
How about Butterball or Fatboy or Tub of Lard?
No, they're tempting, but I just won't do this, you know. I think I'll call you Skinny from now on, or maybe Slim. I think you carry your weight real well. I'm not laughing at you. That's with you, boy. Come on, let's run in and see Mummy. What do you say, huh?
Well, hello, Ron. Do you know what's happened?
This house shrunk awful quick, didn't it?
You realize what's happened? Oh. Junior caught the devil.
This is news? If he didn't catch it, that would be something.
No. You don't understand.
No, I caught him, the real old boy himself, old evil. He's got horns and a big long tail, and he was up there, and I first saw him. I said, I'm not afraid of you at all, see? And I'd just like to go upstairs right now and open up that door and just pound his ears off. And he would look at me for a minute, and then fire would shoot out of his nose, and then he would whip me a couple of times with his tail and grab the pitchfork, and he would, oh, no.
What's the matter?
I scared me down.
You mean because Junior caught the devil, that's why he's so nice? Well, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, I wish I could show him to you, but if I opened that door, all of this meanness would start all over again.
Well, you mean you won't pull my cat's tail anymore?
Oh, Junior, did you pull the cat's tail?
No, he pointed at me and I shook hands with him. Besides, I didn't pull his tail. I hold on to it. He did the pulling.
Well, shaking hands with him doesn't mean whirling around your head three times.
Well, I'm sorry I whirled a cat around my head like that, but I won't do this anymore.
Did he scratch you? Did he scratch you?
No, this arm is like this because I was vaccinated with a rake.
Tell me something.
What?
Where's the cat?
Where's the cat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know where the next line is.
That's right.
The last time I saw that cat, he was staggering across the room, talking to himself. Just staggering around a cat. Nothing worse than a staggering cat.
You mean to tell me the cat was talking to himself?
Talking to himself. He says, where's my ball of catnip? I'm going to get plastered.
Well, look, tell me, what are you going to do about this devil you say you caught?
Well, I'm going to leave him right where he is.
I think we better notify the police.
Well, I've got to be stepping along.
Huh? I'll see you later, boy. He's not getting out of that closet, though.
Boy, Skelton, I can't get over it. Junior really caught the devil.
Yep.
Boy, it is sure good to see everybody happy and friendly.
Yeah, look at that crowd jamming the streets. Everybody's acting happy, like they haven't a care in the world.
Yeah, boy, I don't know how to thank that kid.
Oh, look, isn't that nice? An old lady helping a Boy Scout across the street.
You know, something has really got me. Everybody's acting so strange.
Yeah.
Like everybody in the world is in love with one another.
That's right. The way it should be.
Yeah, now they seem to have faith in MacArthur, Charles Wilson, and Eisenhower.
Yep, there hasn't been a robbery in the city for 24 hours. In fact, last night...
Yeah? Come on.
Last night, a robber broke into our house and brought back the silverware he stole 2 years ago. You know the boy that wrote that's no longer with us, don't you? Well, anyhow, we're having the robber over tonight for a game of canasta.
Good. Oh, say, listen.
Let him alone. I think they're going to laugh at it.
You know something else?
What?
They haven't had any divorces either.
Hmm?
Artie Shaw is trying to figure out a way he can marry his wives all over again.
Yeah, it's really great. Washington just announced that starting today, nobody will have to pay taxes. And Harry says he's going to read the Hoover Report.
You know, they say there's a lot of celebrating going on downtown.
Yeah.
Let's go down and join in the fun.
Okay. Step on the gas just a little. Not too much, though. Let's not break any of the traffic laws.
Mm-hmm.
Say, even the pedestrians are acting more friendly.
Yeah.
You notice? Now they stand right out in the middle of the street, strike a pose so the driver can get a better bead on them. I got my quota today, you know.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm glad I had my pedestrian hunting license renewed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. None of that stuff's in here, believe me.
Come on, Red, let's hurry. Oh, there's a parking space. Grab it.
Okay, boy. Oh, isn't that cute? There's a lady, woman driver. A lady, woman driver. I must have my eyes in backwards today. There's a woman driver backed into it sideways. Hey, I wonder how Clem Cadiddlehopper and Califar McPug are taking this over on Mockingbird Hill. They're always complaining about something, those people.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do.
What?
We'll flip on the radio because I understand there's a special broadcast coming right from there.
Well, let's
You know, Tide's made some amazing changes in wash day. Take the old problem of soap film. Tide's banished it forever. And that one fact made this whole idea of no rinsing practical. So if you're one of those women who likes to skip the rinsing, then Tide's for you. For Tide will give you the cleanest no-rinse wash you can get, plus those savings in time and work. Of course, maybe you prefer to rinse. Most women do. Then listen. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That means your children will wear cleaner clothes to school. You'll spread cleaner cloths on your dining room table. Yes, a Tide wash is the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, sir, Junior Catching the Devil has really changed the living habits in our city. Over at Mockingbird Hill, where the citizens usually complain, they've taken a new outlook on life. There's singing and dancing in the streets. We now take you to Mockingbird Hill.
In the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill. Then my heart's filled with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetop on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, dee-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, dee-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Hey, Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Yep, here I am, boy.
What do you think about Junior catching the devil?
Well, I'll tell you. Got a three-cornered plow and an acre to till in a minute.
Let's start over, boys.
Got a three-cornered plow and an acre to till
and a mule that I bought with a $10 bill. There's a tumble-down shack and a rusty old mill, but it's my home sweet home up on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, dee-dee-dee-dee, it's me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird trill. Tra-la-la, dee-dee-dee-dee, in Denver Hill. And children make flowers on the Mockingbird Hill.
Hey, Cauliflower McBug.
Yeah, what do you want, boy?
What do you think about Junior catching the devil?
Well, I'll tell you, boys, I get... When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill, and I survey all my kingdom and everything still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill, singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, dee-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird thrill. Tra-la-la, dee-dee-dee, there's sweet and good will. And waiting the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Answer the phone, will you?
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday.
I wonder if Junior can keep the devil in the closet. We'll find out, though. And this is Red Skelton now saying goodbye now. And thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton program. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This week is World Brotherhood Week, a reminder that racial and religious prejudice is always a danger to a nation, and particularly a danger to our nation today. Don't help spread prejudice. Accept people or reject them on their individual work. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.